In Turkish, the phrase var mı? The phrase var mı is used to ask if something exists or if someone possesses something. It can be translated as is there or do you have in English. Let's break it down using examples and explore the grammar step by step. Example sentences. Senin kardeşin var mı? Do you have a sibling? Evet, benim kardeşim var. Yes, I have a sibling. Hayır, benim kardeşim yok? No, I don't have a sibling. Grammar explanation. 1. Possessive pronoun and possessive suffix. In Turkish, possession is shown by combining a possessive pronoun, like senin, meaning your, with a possessive suffix added to the noun. Let's break down the sentence. Senin. This is the possessive pronoun meaning your. It shows possession for the second person singular, you. Kardeşin. The word kardeş means sibling. The suffix in is added to indicate that the sibling belongs to you. So, kardeşin translates to your sibling. 2. Var. The word var means there is or exists. In this context, it conveys the idea of having something, as in possession. 3. Sonra question suffix. To form a question, Turkish adds the suffix mı or mi at the end, depending on vowel harmony. In this case, we use mi after var to ask var mı, which literally means is there or do you have. Sentence structure. Let's analyze the example. Senin kardeşin var mı? Your sibling exists. Do you have a sibling? The structure is possessive pronoun, noun, possessive suffix, var, question suffix. Positive answer. Evet, benim kardeşim var. Yes, I have a sibling. Benim means my. Kardeşim means my sibling. Noun possessive suffix im. Var means exists or there is. Hayır, benim kardeşim yok. No, I don't have a sibling. In a negative sentence, yok means there is not or doesn't exist. So kardeşim yok translates as I don't have a sibling. Summary of key grammar points. Possessive pronouns, senin, your, my. Possessive suffixes, in for second person singular, your. Im for first person singular, my. Var, used to state that something exists or is possessed, like have. Yok, used to state that something does not exist or is not possessed, don't have. Question suffix to form yes-no questions. I hope this explanation was clear and helpful.